Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon has now ordered new interviews in the deadly 2021 Afghan attack airport. This is amid ongoing criticism that the assault could have been stopped altogether. We get more from AP correspondent.
Kim's official media back home says he was deeply impressed after touring a factory producing Russia's most advanced warplanes Friday. Kim's trip to Russia has sparked Western concerns about an arms alliance in which North Korean munitions fuel Putin's war in Ukraine and Russia's technologies advance the threat posed by Kim's military nuclear program. Experts have said potential military cooperation between the countries could include efforts to modernize North Korea's outdated air force. Kim's plans to see Russian naval ships in Vladivostok could be another hint at what he wants from Russia, possibly in exchange for supplying munitions to refill Putin's declining reserves as his invasion of Ukraine becomes a drawn-out war of attrition. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Talks on North Korea providing arms to Russia for use against Ukraine have continued to advance. A meeting between the President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, White House National Russia has gone out of its way to publicize the visit and drop repeated hints about the prospect of a military cooperation with North Korea, which was formed in 1948 at the backing of the then Soviet Union. For Putin, courting Kim allows him to needle Washington. This is VOA News. Authorities in Hawaii have now adjusted the number of deaths from the deadly Maui wildfire down to at least 97 people. Previously, officials said that they believed at least 115 people had died in that fire, but further testing shows that they had multiple DNA samples from some of those who died. John Byrd is a forensics laboratory director with the U.S. Department of Defense. He said during a news conference on Friday that the number of dead should be considered a minimum because it's possible that the death toll could rise. Tens of thousands of climate activists around the world are chanting and protesting to call for an end to the burning of the warming planet and fossil fuels as the globe suffers dramatic weather extremes. Ukraine said on Friday that it had recaptured the devastated eastern village of Andriivka, setting the stage for further advances on the southern flank of Bakhmut. That is the city that fell into Russian hands in May after months of heavy fighting. Kyiv's troops were securing their foothold in the area while Russian forces suffered significant casualties and lost equipment. That's according to the Ukrainian general staff in a morning report. The village lies south of Bakhmut, the site of the fiercest and longest battle since the invasion by Russia in February of last year. Mexico on Friday extradited the son of the Sinaloa cartel kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States to stand trial on drug trafficking charges, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, also known as El Raton and the Mouse, faces charges on drug trafficking and money laundering in U.S. courts. His father was actually convicted in 2019. And is now serving a life sentence in U.S. prison. U.S.-based pharmaceuticals company Johnson & Johnson is being investigated in South Africa for allegedly charging excessive prices for a key tuberculosis drug. South Africa's Competition Commission says that J&J's Belgium-based subsidiary is also under investigation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.